USA News update. House Speaker Mike Johnson claims the White House is obstructing the inquiry into President Biden. To address this, he deems it essential to hold a vote this week to formalize the impeachment inquiry.
To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step. We're not making a political decision. It's not. It's a legal decision.
The vote to authorize the investigation may take place as early as Wednesday. The Israel-Hamas conflict is now in its 67th day. The United Nations General Assembly poised to vote today on an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Since the conflict began on October 7th, approximately 90% of Gaza's population has been displaced. A number of economists anticipate the Federal Reserve initiating interest rate cuts as soon as June. In a recent CNBC Fed survey, over half of the 35 participating experts share this view, a figure that should reach 70% by July. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.